morning, everyone. We could please have our seat. Take our seat. Welcome, everyone, here today, especially our visitors to Southeast Church of the Nazarene. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Our opening scripture comes from 1 Corinthians, New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 through 31, from the New Living Translation. Remember, dear brothers and sisters, that few of you were wise in the world's eyes, or powerful, or wealthy when God called you. Instead, God deliberately chose those things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And he chose those who are powerless to shame those who are powerful. God chose things despised by the world, things counted as nothing at all, and used them to bring to nothing what the world considers important, so that no one can ever boast in the presence of God. God alone made it possible for you to be in Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made Christ to be wisdom itself. He is the one who made us acceptable to God. He made us pure and holy, and he gave himself to purchase our freedom. As the scripture says, the person who wishes to boast should boast only of what the Lord has done. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for another day to see and for waking us all up this morning. And for sending your only son, Jesus, to die on the cross so we might be saved and live eternally with you. Pray that you open your word to us, Lord, as it's brought to us, Lord, by a speaker. And I pray that, Lord, that we hear the word also in our song and go and apply it to our lives and tell it to others. Access in your son, Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
We'd like to invite you to take the hymnal beside you and turn to hymn number 3, To God Be the Glory, amen. Hymn number 3.
And in honor of Mother's Day, we're going to be singing all hymns today, and these are hymns that are favorites of many of our mothers.
You're welcome to stand with us today.
Son, who yielded his life and died.
turn in your hymnal to hymn 434, O Victory in Jesus. Hymn 434.
Mine. Oh, marvelous, oh, wonderful.
4.
He took my sins and my sorrows, he made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. When with the ransomed in glory his face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. Oh, marvelous, oh, wonderful, and my song shall ever be. Oh, marvelous, oh, wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
You may be. All right, in our hymnals again, hymn 474, Tell It to Jesus. Hymn 474.
Jesus alone,
just
tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus, he is a friend that's well known. You've no other such a friend or brother, tell it to Jesus alone. Do the tears flow down your cheeks unbidden, tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. Have you sins that to men's eyes are hidden, tell it to Jesus alone.
Just
tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus, he is a friend that's well known. Such a friend or brother, tell it to Jesus. trusting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Church, I'm
secure from all alarms.
Church, I'm
leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting.
Church, I'm leaning on Jesus,
leaning on
Jesus,
safe and secure from all alarms.
Church, I'm leaning on Jesus,
leaning on
Jesus,
leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms,
Church, I'm
secure from all alarms.
Church, I'm
leaning on the everlasting arms.
And take your Bibles and turn with me to Psalm number 34. Psalm number 34, if you have a New International Version, I invite you to read aloud and pray aloud with me. If you have a different translation, just follow along. And let's begin. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems his servants. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in him.